All right. As we finish on a high note?
No, we're going to limp to the finish line.
Okay. As we limp to the finish line, it's time for Hints from Heloise.
We're dehydrated. Our bodies are shutting down. Just that 0.2 miles after the initial 26.
Yeah. You can see the finish line off in the distance. Your mind wants to get there, but your body just can't push through.
And there are the Soroy brothers waiting at the finish line with delicious glasses of water for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just trying to trudge.
Of course, Hints from Heloise is a syndicated column to help you with your life. It appears locally in, I believe, both the Star-Telegram and the Dallas Morning News. I'm ripping and reading from the Morning News. First is a note from Heloise herself. Dear readers, when it comes time to getting a good night's sleep or taking a nap, nothing is more frustrating than light coming through curtains, especially in hotels. Eye masks can leave unflattering lines on your face that can sometimes stick around for hours. Get a pair of black or navy men's dress socks, sew the toes of the socks together, and voila, you have a new eye shade. The heel of one of the socks will form to any nose perfectly, and then all you need to do is tie the ends together. Enjoy stocking up on a good night's rest.
Awesome stuff,
good
Marty.
Good stuff. Way to go.
I don't get it. What do? You sew the...
I guess one sock is not long enough to tie around your head, so you sew the toes together, and then she's saying that the ankle part fits over your nose, so then I guess you're tying it on the side by your ear.
I have a better idea for the woman that sent in that
no,
hint.
That's Heloise that's giving
oh,
that
I
hint.
Have a hint for Heloise.
Okay.
Tie about 30 of those socks together and hang yourself.
Die.
That way we never have to do this again.
I can't remember. I think it was when I did hints with Daryl Razor Ray one time.
Uh-huh.
I think you were gone, but it was at a Dallas...
You guys were at a Stars thing.
It was at a Stars icebreaker, which I imagine we'll be doing here shortly at the Galleria. But he was saying that the players have a hint for taking naps. I forget what they do in the hotel rooms. Maybe they take the comforter off the bed and hang it up on the curtain rod.
What, to keep it dark in there?
Yeah, to make it a total cave so they
most,
can...
Most hotels already have blackout curtains in them, though.
Yeah, but I guess some... Or you know what it is? I think they take, like, chip clips and clip the curtains together to make sure no light can come through.
Right.
That's what it was. Anyway.
Chip clips. They're multi-useful.
Or if white trash, you can just put aluminum foil on the inside of your window.
Always an option.
Dear Heloise, writes Carol D. in New York, here's a helpful hint on keeping your pairs of pierced earrings together. Put the earrings, backs removed, through a button that has two holes, one earring through each hole. Then replace the earring backs from the other side of the button to hold it in place. The sets are always together.
Brilliant!
Or I guess you could just keep the backs that the earrings came on from the store.
Mm-hmm. Could do that.
Stupid bitch. Carol in Texas writes, Dear Heloise, when toddlers first begin to sit at a child's table, they don't know to not go backwards to sit on the small chairs, which can easily tip over. That doesn't make sense. I use small stools with a wide bottom that won't tip over.
Bottom.
The toddler can climb on from any bottom. Direction. It's easy for him or her to get off, and the stools can be slid under the table out of the way.
It's terrible. That's just terrible. See, a lot of these people that send in their hints are making things more complicated than they need to be. They're finding problems where there really are none. And then they're coming up with fake solutions to something that was never really a problem to begin with.
Right, or they're turning something that is common sense into a hint.
Yeah, and trying to take credit for it.
Carol.
You bitch.
Bitch.
EB from Williamsport, Maryland writes, Dear Heloise, my cat is ruining all the corners in my house. She rubs her face along a corner until it is dark and oily. I tried cleaning it with powdered cleanser, but the cleanser removes the paint as well. How do I clean it? First of all, EB, don't have a cat.
Problems,
that's my hint.
Problem solved.
But Heloise's answer is, try using a solution of baking soda mixed with water. If that doesn't work, try one of the white all-purpose abrasive foam sponges that you can buy in most stores. One of my assistants has a dog that always lies against one wall in the kitchen while she cooks. While the dog cooks? And the same thing
You're
happens.
You're burying the lead if that's the case.
However, it comes right off when she gently uses one of these sponges. I have heard that the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser works mm-hmm. pretty good on walls and, like, if you have handrails stuff. Like, whether it's grease from an animal or grease from your hands or whatever, if you have marks on your wall, I've heard that the Magic Eraser works pretty well. That's my hint.
So, well, one, I like yours, but EB's a bitch.
And I think the other part that's, the other lead that's buried is Heloise has an assistant, and Heloise's assistant has a dog who cooks in the kitchen.
Heloise is a bitch.
And finally, a reader in Minnesota, they didn't even want to give their name to take credit for this hint.
So we don't even know if this is a male or a female?
No.
I'm guessing it's a girl.
It's an anonymous hint. Dear Heloise, I use a motorized wheelchair.
Well, you're a bitch.
Cutting up meat, etc. for individual servings is solved... what? By opening a lower drawer, placing a large dish towel over the drawer, and then placing the cutting board on top and proceeding to cut up the meat or whatever. I wish there were more articles on handicapped people on a limited budget. Boy, do I wish that too. But who like to remain independent. Thanks for the great hints. Here's my hint, a reader in Minnesota. If you are a handicapped person living on a limited budget, on a motorized wheelchair, cutting up lunch meat, on the extended bottom drawer in your kitchen.
Bottom.
Then go back to the first hint. Tie about 20 socks together.
Die. Die.
And hang yourself alongside Heloise.
You know what? That's the best hint that you could have. And it solves all of the problems.
Yeah. If you find yourself...
in a predicament.
Yeah. Any household
predicament.
Oh, my God.
This toddler's stool's too big and they keep falling off. Better tie those socks together.
Die.
It's the cure-all.
Yeah, I think Ozzy said it right when he said that it was a suicide solution.
Mm-hmm. And then he tried to open a DVD and didn't do a good job.
So that's hints for another week.
Good stuff.
All right.